We started Reish Samach Gimel last week. We'll start it again. Okay, this is a very important siman. This is the siman on Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, and at the end it gets into some other things. Okay. So we did Aleph. We're just going to go through it again. We didn't do the Bir Halacha, which is very important, which we'll do right now. But let's go through Aleph again. Yay, Zohir, Lasos, Ner, Yofir. So there's a mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner. The Gemara calls it a Chova, mitzvah derabanan. And like all mitzvahs, there's an inyan that it should be yafeh, that it should be zekeli vanveu, it should be hiddur mitzvah, to beautify the mitzvahs. Here it's an extra strong lashon of zahir, and they point out, because the Gemara connects Ner Shabbos with children who are tamidei chachamim. And therefore, we all need help with our kids. V'yesh mechavnim laso shtei psilos, echa kenega zachar ve'echa kenega shamar. What's the bracha on Shabbos candles? Hadik ner shel Shabbos. Okay, it's lashon yachid, singular. Maker adin, you only need one candle. There's a strong minig to light two. One kenega zachar, one kenega shamar. Okay, we discussed, even though it does not appear in the poskim, that many people have a minhag to light for each kid. Also, we said the same idea, that each kid should shine, and not only shine physically, but spiritually. Fine. But that's not brought down, not even brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, which is very interesting. Hagah note says, Ramav Yechol, Hosef, Hadik, Shlosha, Arba, Neirot. So, Chaynago, you can light more than two if you want. Period. Then he says, sometimes you have to light more than two. Why? Ha'isha sheshachachah pamachas lahadlik, a woman who forgot to light candles, madlekes kol yomeha shlosha neiro. So if she was always lighting two, she forgot one week, there's a knas imposed by Chazal. She has, I don't know, Chazal, whatever, by the Rishonim, whatever it is, she has to light an additional candle every week. Oh, but then you lose the Zohar with Shomer. So Rama says, no, it's not a problem, because two is included in three. When I have three, I have Zohar, Shomer, Knas, no problem. Ki yichon losif al davar ha-mechuvah neged davar acher u-bavad shal yivchot. You can't do less than two, but you can do more, and it's not a problem. And this Rama comes up every now and then with these different number things, where the number corresponds to something, so how could you do more than that? Oh, no problem, Rama says it's okay. The mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is mitzvah derabanan, yeah. The Gemara calls it a chova. Now, I had a ha'ara, and I was excited to see Pesach Chuvas brings it down from Shirin Shabbos Kehilchasa and others. Usually, women light whatever they light in the house. Many people light for each kid. And then when you go away for Shabbos, let's say, so you take your two tea lights, you light two tea lights. So, and it's fine, because, the assumption is that when a woman's makabel upon herself to light X amount of candles, it's in the house. It's not every time she's traveling. Okay, but if a woman has the knas imposed upon her, so now Me'ikar Adin, she needs more than two. She needs that knas candle. So she got to travel with three tea lights instead of two. So I was very excited, because I was thinking that way. I discussed it with someone in the Reish Lakish today, and then I looked at Pesach Chuvas, and he thought it was a big chiddush to say that. I don't know why it's a chiddush. It sounds like it should be the case. What is the big chiddush? Usually when a woman travels, she only lights two candles. When she goes, you have a married sister, she goes to visit your parents, she lights two candles probably, right? But if she had a knas, she forgot one Shabbos, and it was a knas, she has to now light an additional candle. Even if your sister has 10 kids, and she usually lights 12 candles, right? She goes to her mother, she lights two candles. But if she forgot once, and she has to light an extra candle for the knas, so then even when she's traveling, that knas should still be in effect. So she should light three candles whenever she goes traveling.
She should only take on from the beginning to light one.
It's not so recognizable. Yeah.
The Makarfis is Onik Shabbos, right? Onik Shabbos, right?
Why do we light candles?
Yeah,
Onik in general, Onik Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, and Shalom Bayis. Three reasons brought down. Mishnah Berurah here, Sifkat and Av, talks about Onik Shabbos, and we'll get to Shalom Bayis.
So
Sif Katan Bayes talks about Shalom Bayis.
Where does Onik Shabbos come from? Shabbos is a pasuk. No.
We cross the Shabbos Onik.
Right. So is
okay,
that,
but I don't know if The way Rabbi Frand explained it on a tape that I heard 25 years ago was that you don't enjoy the food if you can't see it. If you're blindfolded, a person who's blind, he doesn't enjoy the food like a person who looks at the food. All right, Rabbi Frand goes on, talks about the purple onions and the green snow peas, and all the food has different colors to make it more exciting and taste better. Anyway, fine. So it's a part of Onik Shabbos. I don't know, is that the Iker Onik Shabbos? Maybe it's Iker Onik Shabbos. The Mechaber is going to use the Lashon Onik Shabbos. What? Okay, right, that's a new phenomenon. But in the olden days, that's what they used to see, was the candle.
Is there some type of a mitzvah, maybe even derive something?
Because of the Shabbos only Shabbos in general, well, there's a discussion if the Suda Shabbos are Daraisa. We assume that they're not. There is Tazmi who says Daraisa, and the Prima Gadam says he doesn't mean Daraisa. It's learned from a Pasuk, but it's an Asmacha, it's only Darabanan. But Onik Shabbos, it could be Medivri Kabbalah. But this is like one prat of Onik Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is... Okay, look at the Bir Halacha. We didn't do. Say again? Meaning it's important. Yeah, it's what Chazal say, that it saves you from Chavli Mashiach and Mechamez Gog and Magog. Yes, Suda Shabbos is very important. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to get there. Bir Halacha, Shtei Psilos. I am Mishabura, Mashiach Kasabdi, Demandikim in Nelinair. So the Mishabura told us in Sifkat on Dalet that you could light one candle from the other, but you can't take a match, light the match, and then light the other candle, even though that's considered a Bizu Mitzvah. Now, there's also a big discussion about this in Tafresh Ayin Dalet in the Gami Neros Chanukah. That's the Iker Suga. What? We're going to get there in a minute. Why the wife? Really, it's Chayim. Everyone's Chayim like candle. We'll get there in a minute. Okay. So, I am Mishabur Mashika Sati. The Madig Bin Elinair, you can light from one candle to the other. Kenisa Besim and Tafresh Ayin Dalet. But it's also Besim Bala Chumas by Chanukah. Mashika Sati, Dinogul Hachmer De Kisam. Kisam is a match, or whatever. You can't use an intermediary. A match to light from one to the other. After the Magid of Rabban Simon Tafrei Shain Da Klasa B'Stamad Ben Algul Hachmer Gam B'Shabbos Sholadik Min Er L'Ner. The Magid of Rabban says is Nogul Hachmer never to light Min Er L'Ner. For Klasa Sham Prima Gadim Da Minig L'Hachmer. No, we're only Machmer De Kisam B'Chud. When you have a match in between the two, but if you could do directly one to the other, which is not such a simple thing to do, but you can do it by tea lights, you can do it. Ava Min Er L'Ner. Less Minig. There's no Minig not to do that. The Gambia mainer in a shemini lahadik min elinair. That's the minig. Vechem b'chayal and katzah shabishabes madikim min elinair. Ulam, however, and this is also discussed by Neres Chanukah, but then the Ramah beikra the dina yesh laayin. There's something here that's a little bit difficult. Heich mutu midin lahadik min elinair b'neir shel Shabbos. How can you light miner l'ner b'ner shel Shabbos? Now, it's basically bothered like this. Me'ikra did, how many neros do I need? One. So I lit the first candle. Then I go to light the second one, my match goes out. So what do? I take my match to the first one to light the second one. The first candle is a ner Shabbos me'ikra din. The second candle is maybe a minig. So this is a much higher level kedusha. How can I light the second candle, which is not as important for the first one? And they discuss the same thing by Neres Chanukah. The first one is Iker Din Ner Ishu Beiso. The first one is the Iker one. How can I light the second one from the first one? The first one is the Ner Chanukah, and the second one is like secondary. So here he wants to say he understands by Neres Chanukah because it's brought down in Chazal. The Gemara talks about Hidda Mitzvah Mahajin Mahajin Mina Mahajin. So the extra Neros by Chanukah appear in Shas, but by Shabbos, you don't find anywhere the Indian to light more than one candle. What? Yeah, we're not making a Chanukah. But that's why. What? What do you mean? By Shabbos or Chanukah? Chanukah says near Ishu Beiso. By Shabbos, it doesn't, just says, I don't know. The two came later from Zohar
v'Shamar. Why was Chanukah brought in? We're not making anyway. Why does it make a difference that there's more of a reason to do it?
He's asking why you're allowed to do it. By Chanukah, the Ramah discusses that. The one's Iker, the other is less. Here he's saying they're all brought down in Chazal. Right. Over there, the Ramah doesn't take, so doesn't appreciate that as much. Then he goes on to say, you have a Sefer HaTruma. Shekasav demutter, Evshe demayri. Maybe we're talking. I mean, I don't know why we don't just say I guess because when it says stam, you light me. Now, it means 1 to 2 and 2 to 3 and 3 to 4. So from 2 to 3 and 3 to 4 and 4 to 5, that's fine. They're all extra credit neros. They're all extras. That's fine. The problem is from number 1. So he says, it could be that we're dealing with two balabatim that live together and each one has his own mitzvah hadlaka. So each ner is its own ikker ner. But it doesn't say that. It just says my ligmi nail and air. Rulai mishum de la kol ma dimitosav. Or even though, yes, it's true. By Hanukkah, the whole discussion about lighting more candles, and by Shabbos, we don't have a discussion about lighting more candles. But the more you light, the more the merrier. Rulai mishum de koma dimitosav. Or the more light there is in the house, yeshba yosef shalom bayis v'simcha yisera. More light, more simcha. And more shalom bayis. So therefore, memela hakolu b'chal onik Shabbos u'mikri ner shal mitzvah. So there's no, the first ner doesn't have more chashivas than the second one, that we say you can't light the second one from the first one, because they all take on the status of onik Shabbos, shalom bayis, and ner Shabbos, and therefore they're all the same, even Stephen, and you can light one from the other. Okay. Right there. Sibbez. We did it on Thursday. You missed it. Okay, Siv Beis. Echad ha'anoshim ve'echad ha'noshim chayav v'nios bateim ner daluk b'Shabbos. The mitzvah of ner Shabbos is not gender, I don't know what. It's for men and for women. Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute. Afilu ein lo ma yochal. Even if he doesn't have what to eat, shoel al apsachem, he has to go to the ask for tzedakah. Vilokeach shemen umadik esaner. He has to beg for money in order to be able to have money to buy ner Shabbos. Now, here they say he only has to make a dim. Make a dim, he needs one candle. He doesn't have to beg for 25 candles. One candle he needs. Shezeh bichlal oneg Shabbos hu. Now, I found an interesting lashon. I didn't see anyone talking about it. I said, "Bechlal onik." Maybe I saw something, but I don't remember what I saw, and I don't know where I saw it. Maybe it means this is the ikker onik Shabbos, because I mean, fish is also onik Shabbos and cholent, and it doesn't say that if you don't have cholent or you don't have schnitzel, you should go beg for money for schnitzel. Oh, it's onik Shabbos. I mean, this is a minimum level of onik Shabbos that you have to see. I mean, there's more onik Shabbos that you need, but in terms of sudos, but this is very important. Okay, so this verse is Katan Tes. Says, "Ain't a kavanah de'elo klal mayo." It doesn't mean he's mamish, has nothing to eat whatsoever. Because if that would be the case, mutar shi'atzu apsachim de'ignos lechem l'Shabbos. Then if he should go ask for money for bread, bread's more important. Because with bread, he can be mekayim suda Shabbos, and he can be mekayim kiddush Friday night on bread. He doesn't have his own food. The kubet tzedakah gave him food for Shabbos, but they didn't give him neros. He has to try to get near Shabbos. That's the whole thing. If he doesn't have any money, what should he do? So if men and women are chayav, Siv Beis says men and women are chayav lekas neros. So why are the women lighting the candles in the house where there's a man and a woman? The woman lights the candles. Why is that? So there's two reasons. Mechaber brings one, Mishnah brings the other. Hanoshim muzaros bo yosef. Why? This is, I think, is a Rambam. They shem mitzuyos babayis, because they are found in the house of a oskos mitzach habayis, because they're in charge of the house. They run the house. This is in the house. It's their mitzvah.
If it happens that the wife is outside and the man is inside.
She's a businesswoman. He's a avrech, and he gets all the kids out. Whatever. Okay, we don't go into each house. In general, this is a mitzvah for women. Yeah. What is another? That would be a nafkamina, maybe. That would be the nafkamina between the two reasons. Hold on. We have to see the other reason. Mishuah sif cutting it off. Hanoshim usharos. Nafim yitzah baal lahadlik baatzmo. He can't. Then there's a mishuah. The famous mishuah. who says that when a woman is a Yoledes, that's the first Shabbos, the husband should light the candles. We're not knowing like that. And they say the reason this is brought down Lalacha, because in the olden days, a woman had a baby, she didn't move for like weeks. She couldn't move. She couldn't get out of bed. So therefore, she couldn't go light the candles. So maybe the husband did it. Nowadays, they kick the woman out of the hospital after 48 hours, and she can go light the candles, and everything is fine, and that's the way it's done. If she's sick and she can't do it, so then the husband does it. Hold on. The other reason is Joseph got to give me.
No, I didn't get it.
Hold on.
Why the women? That's home doesn't mean why she's.
It's a mitzvah. Reality. It's a mitzvah in the house, and therefore the woman is in charge of the house, and so it became her mitzvah.
Yeah, the mitzvah is not for the house. The mitzvah is to save. She be
Shalom in the house.
Yes. So when the woman is going to stay alone home, nothing can happen.
Yeah. Okay, but it's in the house, and she's in charge of the house. She's more shy to the house. Even though, you're right, nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, that's not necessarily the case. Now we need, that's why we need the second reason. Mishmas are cutting your base. But Otam, I don't really understand this, but I assume it's some Kabbalistic thing. Shekibsa Nero Shalom, woman, Chava, last week's Pasha, extinguish the Ner Shel Olam, which was Adam Arishon, Shegarma Misal Adam Arishon, she caused death by feeding her husband from the Eitz HaDaas, and therefore it's her job to light the candles and bring back that Ner into the world. Because the mitzvah is also incumbent, it's a man really. Chayev, so he should also have a chelek. So what's his chelek? He sets it up and he's involved. He buys the nails, whatever he does. But he should do something. So it's very interesting. What happens? A couple get married. Usually the woman takes the husband's minhagim. What if they have different minhagim? Legabe Nero Shabbos. His mother does X, her mother does Y. So do we say he's in charge, she listens to him? Or do we say, no, turn a mitzvah, and she goes after her mother? So Dershu brings down that part of the reason of Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. Part of Shalom Bayis is he should be Mavatu and let her follow her mother's minhag. I thought that was very cute. No, no one likes it. All right. She came, she knows Shabbos. Shalom Bayis, Roy, she knew Chabal Ishto Lino Kvi Minhaga. Even though it might cost him more money. His mother lights 2. Her mother lights 22. All right. You splurge on the 22. Shav Zeh Bechal Shalom. Okay. I liked it. I don't like it. No, no. Okay, now, when the woman is not home, woman, she's in America. She's in America for a simcha. So this is a discussion amongst the poskim. It's basically a machlokes. Who should light the candles now? Should the bas mitzvah daughter light the candles? Or should the husband light the candles? That's a discussion amongst the poskim. Yes, there is such a meaning that single girls light candles. You have that meaning in your house? Halachically, it's very sketchy. It's like hard to understand. But yes, there is such a meaning where the single girls in the house light with a bracha. I mean, without a bracha, it's okay, anyone can light. But with a bracha, when they really tuffle to the mother, yes, but there is such a meaning. I think on that Rabbi Fran tape I heard 25 years ago, he saw somewhere that... Don't take this like with a grain of salt, because I don't know if it's true, but I think what he said was he saw somewhere that the Briskerov's daughter's lit with a bracha, and then he says, I find that very hard to believe. It's like one of the farmers brings on Briskerov's, yeah, he's like, I find that very hard to believe. Okay, I don't know, but yeah, there is a minute like that. Okay, now if both the parents go away and they leave the teenage kids home alone for Shabbos, so then the daughter should light over the son. Oh, and then he said the husband should set up the candles. A beautiful diak. The Rashi brings down from Rekiva Eger on the Mishnayis. It says Shlosh al Shlosh averos nashi meisos b'shas lei dasan al she'ena zeros. On three things, God forbid, a woman can die in childbirth. She's not careful about nida, chala, and hadlakas haner. Says Rekiva Eger, it should say nida, chala, ner. Why is it hadlokas haner? Because it's her job only to light the candles, but it's his job to set them up and to buy them and anything else. Her job is dafka the lighting. That's his deal.
That's different when they say he supposed to ask the wife.
Supposed to ask the three things. We did that already. Yeah. Okay, so therefore the mitzvah is more upon the women than the men. I actually had this shayla recently. My wife is in America. My daughter is already 12 and a half. Now she's 13. So I just assumed that I should do it and not my wife. But it's not. It's a discussion in the poskim. And whatever you do, you have on whom to rely. Here he brings down from Rav Yashiv, I think that the daughter should do it. Because the daughter is also very helpful in the house. Rav Nissen Karelitz is not sure. And one of the other Svarim I saw said, no, the husband should do it. Okay, it's a machlokes.
Like, is everyone in the house get a
mitzvah? Yeah, everyone is Yotzei with the candlelighting of the matriarch.
How can she do it? She can do it for the man.
Yeah.
A better question would be when, if they're not eating at home on Friday night, where they should light up.
Okay, we'll get there. Yes, that's also a big discussion. Okay, Vayte and Siv Kimmel. Im ein yado maseges liknos ner the Shabbos or kiddush hayom. He doesn't have money. He has a choice: ner Shabbos or wine for kiddush hayom. Ner Shabbos kodem. Why? Mishmas have got the Yigimel. The Apa got the kiddush is the Raisa. Mekamalkam ala yain tolin the Rabbanon. The minatir yotze b'tfila, which is wild because Mishmas brings that down later on from I think Reishan Aleph from the Magen Avraham, and he's got 100 kashas against the Magen Avraham. But he still brings it down many times, like as if it's that's the MS, even though he himself in the Bir Halacha attacks that Mahalach. It's also hard to understand it over here, but the second answer I appreciate more. You can make Kiddush on bread, so you don't need to splurge, spend money on wine. You can make Kiddush on bread. He has no money, so buy near, he has bread, he's buying near Shabbos. If he doesn't have bread, he should buy bread. Okay, here's the very famous one. He doesn't have money for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos kodem. Why? Mishum Shalom Bayis. Dein Shalom Bayis below Ner. If there's no light in the house, everyone's bumping into each other, into the walls, and everyone's fetchy and grouchy in a bad mood, there's no Shalom Bayis. So this is also famous. Look at Hilchos Chanukah. Fine. So...
But why don't they
say
it's mine?
So this is a very famous story, very quickly. The Chofetz Chaim went to his Rebbe, Rav Nachum Harodna, to see how he lights Neir's Chanukah, and he's waiting, and the Rebbe's not lighting it. It's, you know, Shkia, it's Tzeisin, it's Pasei, Techarim and Ashuk, and he's not lighting. Then the Rebbitzin comes in, then he goes and he lights. And he says, you missed the Ikizma, you missed the Tafelzma. He says, it says, Ner Shabbos takes precedence over Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. So for my Shalom Bayis, I have to wait for my wife, otherwise she'd be upset at me.
Again,
Ner Shabbos is Yoter Chashuv mi Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. You see, Shalom Bayis is more Chashuv than Ner Chanukah. So therefore, I waited past all the Iker's Manim of Ner's Chanukah because my wife wants to be home when I light the candle. She likes most, so whatever she likes. And for Shalom Bayis reasons, I waited. You see, Shalom Bayis takes precedence. Famous story. By Chanukah or Shabbos? Why don't we say it's a mitzvah says on Grama? So, in general, by Shabbos we don't say that because we have Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad. Just like women are included in Shamor, all the Los Aseis of Shabbos, they include all the Aseis of Shabbos. That's one answer. That's probably the answer. There is a Ran or something that says by three meals, or by Lachem Mishnah, Afheni Boso Anes, that they were included in the Nes of the Man, but that's not in the Gemara. What? It's also Derabbanan, but women are part of from Mitzvah Asher Yishan Grama even by Derabbanan, I believe. Because Chazal, no? Chazal Musaki and Kain Deres? I think so. But here also, it could be, I don't know. Here it's more, meaning it's not... Meaning, on the one hand, it's a mitzvah. It's an end in and of itself. But it's a mitzvah that also has with it a means to getting to Shalom Bayis, which is important for women as well, and Onik Shabbos, which women are also chayiv in. I mean, again, the whole Shabbos business, why they chayiv in the Shabbos, that's Zachar v'Shamar, as a general...
I'm not sure you'd apply to the Rashi Tikkun over here, just because... I mean, we say the mitzvah's on both of them, which is that it's more relevant to her.
So you're saying, why is it on women? Okay, I don't know. Right there, we have to continue. Mishmas of cutting your dalad halfway down. Sorry. Kasav Magen Avram. The Isha Suma, if a woman is blind, Chasav Shalom, Ganki Yichol LeBarach HaNer Shabbat, she can light and with a bracha. Why? The Anen is Ganki Mahama Oros. We learned this section in Hilchos Kriyashma, that a blind person benefits from the sun, even though the blind person doesn't see the sun, because other people have light, and then they can help the person, based on Gemara in Megillah. Miu im yesh l'baal shupikech, if the husband can see and the wife can't, so it's better for him to make the bracha. Although I saw even there, if it's very important for the woman, if the woman lost her sight later in life, and it's important for her to continue making the bracha, she can do that also. Im ocheles b'shulchan echad im acherim shebirchu b'liku, then already she should not make the bracha. The ikar tam shekula mavarchim. So that's a whole discussion, and that gets into the electricity, which we're not going to discuss right now. Why? What's the point of lighting candles nowadays? You have so much light, you know, Shraga, Batia, Tira, Mayhani. You have a little two candles over here. You have 450 watts of LEDs that are lighting up the house like I don't know what. No one even sees a two candle. What's the point? Okay, that's a question. They didn't have that question so much 1,000 years ago. But the question that they did have was, a bunch of women are eating together. A bunch of families get together. So the first woman's lighting the candles. Now there's candles. What's the point of the second woman lighting candles? Well, the third woman, they already have light. Yeah, hotels. We have to discuss all these things.
Hotels,
but we're not going to get to hotels right now. But yeah, we have all those things we have to discuss. Okay. So over there, by many women eating together, they say they all make a bracha, because the more light, there's more simcha. Mishum simcha yisera. That's what we just saw before by the bir alacha. Miner l'ner. Sheyesh ha'idei riboy neros. The more neros, the more light, and the more simcha, and it's all included in the mitzvah, and you can make a bracha on that. That doesn't answer the electricity, where it's mamish, you know, four candles, whatever. But here there's no simcha by the woman because she can't see. Okay, we will stop here.